right now? Who's that big guy sitting next to you, Jeremy? Another bill collector or what?
I hope not. If that's a bill collector, I'm in trouble.
John Rollo, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm just checking here. You probably know this. So October 20th is your
next date.
October 20th is game 6 of the ALCS.
I know this.
But the Orioles won't be in town. They'll be playing somewhere
else.
Thank the
I'm glad you told me that because I've been stressing. I looked earlier in the year and I'm going, when it started to be like maybe they're in, I go, just my luck. There's no UFC. The Ravens are out of town now. The Orioles may be here in the championship.
October 16th, 17th, and 18th
they're here.
Would be the home games.
Okay, awesome.
They're on the road.
That's great.
That would be game 6.
That's good. Now I can root 100%. In the back of my head, I'm like, well, if they lose, it could help the show.
No pulling against them. Now we got to have the right karma here.
Just put them up there on the big screen or something.
Yeah, honestly, we were hoping to get a couple of the ball players out, but hey, if they're going to be playing in the championship, God bless them.
Let's hope so.
It's a long, long overdue.
Now, just speaking to that real quick, because I know I've been to every one of these except one, and each time Ravens players are constantly coming out. Do you know offhand anybody that will be there?
Well, the problem this time over is that they're playing away in Houston.
Okay,
so the players will be gone. I always schedule bye week or on a Thursday night game, and Disney on Ice had already had the bye week stolen, so... You know, I picked this since it was an away game. And
you mean to beat up Mickey? I'll bust his.
the hope was that, you know, maybe we can get some Orioles to come out. And, you know, now, you know, like I said, I hope that they're playing because it would be amazing to see them in the World Series.
Hey, John, just to talk about the card real quick. And, you know, we've been giving away two tickets, actually, to Shogun Fights the past couple weeks. But the fact that putting on the card October 20th, can you tell us a little bit about the main event and who you got on the card?
Yeah, the main event is Frankie Lester, who's a UFC veteran, and he was in, I don't know which season, but he was on The Ultimate Fighter as well. Frankie's most remembered. He was in a fight, you know, in the ring. In between rounds, they take his mouthpiece out. His two front teeth were knocked out in the fight and stuck in the mouthpiece.
Uh-oh. That's never a good sign.
Changed his mouthpiece and went back in and kept fighting, so... You know, it tells you a little bit about Frankie, and he's fighting a kid named Caleb Ball. Caleb's out of Fairfax, Virginia, works for the government. The guy's super tough, and I'm excited. It's a real good fight that Caleb has a good shot at winning, actually. So it's not like Frankie has a gimme. This should be a war.
Are you the matchmaker?
Yeah. Yes, kind of. Brian Hamper, a good friend of mine, helps me. Mm-hmm. He works just as hard. But, yeah, it's a team effort. You know, if something, you know, we talk about who we think would be good matchups. And when the team effort really comes in is when if somebody gets injured, you know, then he's calling everywhere, I'm calling everywhere, and, you know, trying to get that place full.
What's the pool for the fighters that you're looking at? I mean, how big is that pool regionally?
Well, I mean, you can – honestly, I have people from all over the country that contact me. In order for it to make sense for me financially, I try to keep people in the – Pennsylvania, Delaware,
exactly.
Mid-Atlantic region. That way, I'm hoping that as they come, they will bring their fans with them.
Sure.
You know, like I said, you know, I consider us like almost like a AAA team. So, you know, as we develop talent, you know, some of the guys, you know, get a following, but because we don't have a national, like an Anderson Silva or a George St. Pierre, like the UFC will market, you know, I want guys that are in this area who will draw their own friends. So, you know, we have a kid like a Micah Terrell, or, you know, all the guys from Evolve at Mike Moses' gym. I mean, Mike is a kid that sells like 300 tickets or so by himself. So, you know, that's incredible. He's got a huge following. He comes up from Crofton. His father used to be involved with the Bowie Bay Sox. His dad is a GM, I believe, of another minor league team. From what I was told, he was a heck of a baseball player. Micah was. Like, he'd be playing pro ball if he wasn't fighting. So, you know, we have guys, you know, like that. Nate Greb, who's on his team. Dave Dinecki. From Ground Control, Marshall Thompson, Ryan Mack, and all these guys have a great local following. So in order for a regional show to work, you really need fighters who have a nice grassroots following in order to make your show successful.
I want to tell you, I got an ultimate compliment to you because Jeremy doesn't do this for a lot of people, but he was so inspired by your next card that he went into the recording studio.
Have you heard this?
You were telling me. No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, it's pretty bad.
We've got it for you. No, I mean, I think it's terrific.
I got two tickets to Shogun Fights. October 20th, Saturday night. I got two tickets to Shogun Fights. I've got two tickets to Shogun Fight.
I think Eddie Money may sue him for slander.
Well, my fear is that I'm going to
lose... I may sue Eddie Money.
I'm going to lose my partner to some cheap lounge act in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
He's going
to
take
it's gonna
off
It's going to have to be a real cheap act. Hey, just looking at some of the fighters, because, you know, being a lot of these, you start to get to know some of the guys and seeing some of the cards. I know Dave Dineke was coming off an injury.
Yeah, he had a torn ACL.
How does he look? You know, and then, of course, Dan Root's another guy that we've seen a couple times that's a pretty good fighter as
well. Yeah, Dave's looking pretty good. He's fighting a kid named Najim Wali. Najim is a big kickboxer. He's undefeated so far as a professional. It's a guy that Dave needs to take down and work his wrestling and jiu-jitsu against. Dan Root's fighting Brian Van Hoven. These two guys are carbon copies of each other, both grinders, both very aggressive wrestlers, vicious ground and pound guys. Dan's on a 5-fight win streak, so you know, hopefully he can make it number 6 over Brian. The other thing that I wanted to put out there, I mean, I'm assuming you guys have seen like the soft side campaign, the animal thing I did holding the cat.
I text you a picture.
Right, so you know, I got to throw out the first pitch at an O's game this year, Torrey Smith and I. So one of the things we're doing at Shogun is we're doing actually like a pet food drive at this thing for Barks.
Okay.
So we're asking the fans to come if they can to bring a can of cat food, a pet toy, dog toy. They'll have a booth and table there. Pet Value is the store that's helping support this thing. And, you know, any money that you donate, anything that you bring, 100% of it's going to go to the animals. So if you have a choice on the food, Science Diet is what Barks uses. Any other food that you have or may bring, they'll donate to a place called Thankful Paws, which is another animal rescue place. So I'm hoping that if we get a decent response, we can maybe turn this into an annual thing. I've understand in Philly it kind of grew, you know, pretty big to where now they do it for people and dogs. And, you know, they're wheeling tractor trailers of stuff out of there. So Frank Remish at the arena, another big animal supporter, he likes it, and he's hoping that maybe we can make this an annual occurrence.
So this big tough guy, I mean, he's scary to look at. It looks like he's going to hit you, but you got that little soft side in there. You got pets at home?
Yeah, I have the... Three cats and a dog.
I think I text you something that's really air friendly about. Look at this, you know, kitty, and he's holding a cat too. Yeah, or something. Something like that. You know, it's easier to text it to you than to say it to your face. But no, I mean, I'm always interested in the card, and I've told people this before as far as sporting events. And people have told me I got to go see hockey live. That's the one thing I haven't done. But seeing a boxing match, seeing MMA live, watching someone get knocked out, it's so fast. And then there's this. I mean, there's this amazing feeling to see that.
An electricity in the air, kind of.
It happens.
It really is.
And I remember the one year I took my wife, she went to get up and go get a pretzel or something, and she came back and the fight was over. She's like, what happened? I said, you missed it. Like, I can't explain to you what just happened because it was amazing seeing a knockout. But I do have to ask you about my favorite fighter, good friend. He's a ladies' man, Ryan Mackin.
Oh,
what's going
boy.
On with this guy? Because a lot of people don't know this, and he got booed at the end of his fight last time, but he had kidney stones.
Yeah, people, like, they have no idea what goes on, and I'll be honest with you, you know, sometimes I don't even know until it's too late. But,
and he didn't say anything about it either.
Nah, well, see, he didn't say a word in the ring. I mean, Ryan does have a little problem with kidney stones. This fight, he's going to fight at 155 because every time he cuts weight is when it seems to flare up, you know, and obviously... Yeah, I want him to do the best possible, but I also want this kid to be healthy. So we're experimenting this fight. He's going to come up a weight class. And right now, no problems, knock on wood, with the kidney stones. But yeah, Ryan, he must have threw up 6 or 7 times in the back. You know, and anybody that's had kidney stones,
gosh.
They say it's kind of like the only thing a male can equate to a woman giving birth.
Yeah.
So, you know, this poor kid's throwing up in the back. He's out here fighting, and he wins the first 2 rounds. The third round, he was kind of like trying to avoid him. He kept looking up at the clock, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Don't give his fight away. And he told me, man, he said he just had such a huge pain, like and it hurt him. His forte is to get you on the ground and put it on you. And every time he took the kid down, he said it's when it really
like
hurt
a knife
him.
In there.
So
yeah.
He had to get back up. And, you know, so this is some of what goes on out there. You know, never, you know, don't boo. You know, it takes immense heart and balls to get in the ring, in the cage. You know, my favorite, the old Evander Holyfield commercial they had when that guy was sitting at home and he would go, oh, I could do that. And then the next thing you know, he's standing across from Evander, he throws one punch and his head tumbles off. So, you know, this is really the case. These guys train, I mean, they're amazing athletes. They're the best conditioned athletes around. You know, and here's a kid who gets out there and really fights through kidney stones in order to, you know, to get the win. And Ryan's a guy who I think will, you know, move on in the future to bigger things. He's fighting a kid, Cody Baker, on this card, who Cody's very tall and rangy, a well-rounded guy. You know, but Ryan's very well-rounded. You know, he works his boxing hard. He's been to Thailand twice to train his Muay Thai and trains jiu-jitsu hard at Ground Control. And he goes up Philly with a buddy of mine, Rob Shire, another Henzo Gracie guy, and works on his stuff as well. So, I mean, he's very dedicated to his craft. He's a character. He's a great fan favorite when he gives the interviews afterwards. Like, you know, everybody wants to know what's he going to say next at the interview. So,
well, I think the last one, and it's a line that I've used often. He says, if any ladies want the best 90 seconds of their life, meet me at Mosaic or wherever the after party is.
You know, so, Ryan, he's a good kid, coaches wrestling in high school at Hammond, teaches at the school, you know, for us, enjoys coaching, enjoys training. And, you know, I hope that this weight jump will actually help him, so people can see him at 100% and not at, you know, 70% or 60% in the ring.
John Rollo with a Shogun 7 coming up October 20th at First Mariner Arena. What have you learned from your business model? You know, Shogun 7, I'm sure along the way you add and subtract, sure, and you're constantly evolving as a businessman.
Yeah, I think, you know, not everybody gets to notice the things, but like our last show was the first one we did in HD. So now we have the ability to market it to other TV stations, mm-hmm, as well, because Comcast Sportsnet airs it for us now. You know, the other thing, like you said, I start to figure out which fighters draw more people and which don't, which schools are going to send me the better quality of guys, mm-hmm, so I can match up my fighters better. You know, just the cage, you know, I bought a cage now. So, you know, this is the first show where we're going to have a different cage than the one, okay, we've been using. You know, so now we're going to have to get it down there, set it up, and all, sure, these kind of things. So now I need men to man the cage, you know, so these are all things.
Better to buy than rent,
yeah,
right?
You know, definitely. Well, you know, it's a catch-22 because right now it's a stress because it's a new development. I have to make sure you have a good crew, make sure, sure, people work it. When you rent it, the crew comes set with up, it, you, yeah, know, so you kind of, the headache isn't yours. You know, different things like that. Had to get the decal guy in for the sponsors and things, make sure this is a new cage, is everything cool. It's just all, it's always little detail work that people don't get to see too much, but you know, I hope you know, that, you know, people appreciate it in the end. That's all.
Sure. We had Cowboy Cerrone in on the show. I see,
yeah,
you got him under,
yeah,
your
Donald,
special guest.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't even get to say Donald is going to be there, and Henzo Gracie is also coming.
The Henzo Gracie story. Now this
on Twitter.
I don't know. We didn't get a chance to go over this, Scott. So Henzo Gracie, he's in Brazil.
No, he was in New York. He's from
New York.
His school's in New York. He lives up in New Jersey. Yeah, he was mugged and tweeted about it.
Yeah, he's not a good guy to mug, I would imagine.
Well, he saw two guys following him, right?
Scott, he's a buck 80. He's, okay. And, like, the most unassuming. He's not muscular at all. And
until he flips the switch, right?
Yeah, you know, he kind of knows enough to make up for the lack of size.
So he ends up beating up these two guys, and he's tweeting, oh, they're coming closer. They I don't think they know who they're messing with. And then he tweets a picture of his hands bloodied as he'd beaten the crap out of one of these guys, and the other one got away, and he was so angry that the guy got away, he was trying to find him after that because, yeah, he wanted to attack him again.
Yeah, he said that, like, I asked him, I go, what, you know, what's going on? And he
sells movies, man. The bad guys pick on the wrong good guy, right? Bang.
He's from Brazil, so obviously it's not the first time he's been in a bad situation.
And he noticed it right away,
yeah,
too.
He noticed right away. So when these guys were coming up, he said he kind of acted as if he was kind of inebriated. They came up, asked him for his cigarettes. He don't smoke. He said, you know, I don't have anything. And the guy said, sure you do. I see something in your pocket. And the guy reached into his pocket. And he said, once, you know, the other guy started to move behind him, he said, once he saw no weapons, he knew it was okay. He said, so he hits the guy that grabbed his hand, you know, his pocket. The other guy takes off. Great backup there for his friend.
I got your bud.
You know, now Henzo winds up beating this guy up and takes, you know, takes a couple pictures of it and posts about it on Twitter. It's crazy how fast things get out there now.
Hey, so real quick, refresh everybody how they can get tickets October 20th, Saturday night.
Saturday night, October 20th. Doors are at 6. The show starts at 7. We're at First Mariner Arena. Shogun Fight, 7th installment. We have special guests, Donald Cowboy Cerrone and Henzo Gracie. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster. First Mariner Arena's website or at shogunfights.com.
John, have a great show.
Thank you, sir.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Good to see you.